Chapter 8. Your life flows in a natural cycle. We like the analogy of you and your canoe on the river because it points out the futility of trying to paddle against the current. When you remember that you're source energy, that you came into this body from source, and that now in this body you're giving birth to leading-edge desires, which source then becomes and calls you toward, you understand the real river of life. And then you understand the futility of trying to paddle upstream against this current. If you will consider these important ideas and integrate them into your thinking until they become the cornerstone of that which you are, you will then be able to get on with what you've intended when you came forth into this body. You will then be able to live the joyous life experience that you came forth to live. Before your birth, from your perspective of source, you set forth the thought of coming forth into this physical body. From your source perspective, you gave birth to the idea or thought of you. The law of attraction responded to that idea and called forth the manifestation of you. Now in this body, you give birth to expanded ideas of your life. The law of attraction now responds to those ideas and calls them forth into manifestation. Now, from an existing perspective, another thought is given. The law of attraction responds to that thought and momentum is created. And that momentum, caused by the law of attraction's response to thought, is the current of life. As you consciously accept the eternal nature of your being, the idea of never-ending expansion is an easy concept to follow. As you consciously accept that you are an eternally expanding being, then living life in this fantastically diverse physical environment where new ideas are continually born makes perfect sense. As you understand that you are that eternal being at the same time that you are physically focused here, you begin to see the process of creation in an even clearer way. When you remember that the inner being part of you always responds to the expanded idea that your physical life has given birth to, you begin to get a sense of the momentum of this stream. And finally, when you understand that the law of attraction is responding to that furthermost idea with the same energy that creates worlds, you then get a further sense of the momentum of this stream. It is from our broad view of the laws of the universe and your important place within it that we can clearly remind you that everything that you want is downstream in this glorious current of creation. And when you relax into the inevitable well-being that is your true legacy, you then begin to live life in the way that you had intended before your physical birth.